Good evening, all. I hope I'm audible. Welcome to this investors call for NetEver Technologies Limited. I hope all of you are doing good, and we have primarily have this call so that we could take your questions and do our best to answer you. Gentlemen, do we have any questions? Should we go ahead with one by one? Hi, Ravi. Hi, Lakshmikant. Senu, Ranjit
Hi.
Ghosh.
Just can we go through what we have done in last 6 months post IPO and how things have improved?
Hi. Mr. Ranjit, I heard some echo there. You wanted to know, could you repeat that, please?
I just want to understand to you how in last 6 months how we have done as a company. And post IPO, how things have industry improved and what you have done, how you utilize the funds.
Yeah, sure. So basically, post IPO, we have seen that the demand for our products. So what we do is we are selling Indian ethnic fashion, majorly in North America and few other countries in the world, along with India. So especially in post IPO, we have seen that the demand for our products have not, reached the level what exactly we anticipated. So we have not spent the funds what we had anticipated in post IPO into our marketing efforts. But right now we are building the business, we are optimizing our business, and as the demand is growing right now, gradually started seeing a positive growth. We are deploying our funds into our efforts to acquire more customers and build the business.
And sir, how you see the business is going in the terms of margin, in terms of volume?
Yeah, sure. Prakash, my CFO Prakash would share this number with you.
No, can you repeat the question? I didn't get it fully.
So basically, I want to understand how you see yourself, see how company is doing in terms of volume, in terms of margin, how much margin you're expecting coming years?
See, I mean, see, we cannot disclose the unpublished numbers, so we will not be able to talk about the volume. See, I can talk about last year. We did 66% gross margin last year, and we expect that to continue.
So any specific reason for the losses for this financial year? What reason for this?
Sorry, any specific reason for the loss?
Reason for the losses in this year, financial year?
Yeah. So, see, of course, there was a drop in profitability last year. Okay. But the reason for the losses was two factors. One was we had to take provisions for inventory and some old advances which were there. So, we had to take some provisions for that. That plus, we had also issued ESOP in the past to employees. Also, and we changed the exercise price of the ESOP options in the last year. So, whatever the ESOPs we had issued till last year, so all those previous years' ESOPs also had to be revalued. So, that also has hit our P&L. So, I will just give you the number. So, for example, our FY 2023 ESOP expense was 15 lakhs. Okay. Whereas last year ESOP expense was 71 lakhs. So about 55 lakhs incremental cost was there. which contributed from the ESOP side. But from this year onwards, again, it will go back to the old expense. So we are expecting about 12 to 15 lakhs as the ESOP cost. It will not be like 70 lakhs what we had last year. And the provision that we had created was about 1.5 crore in the last year, majorly pertaining to inventory and some advances. So again, so these two are the major factor for the loss. So if we remove these two, then we would have been a bit of profitable of about 87 lakhs.
Okay.
So if we have to compare apple to apple, the previous year it was 1.8 crore. FY24 without these two line items, the EBITDA was 87 lakhs. But the drop in profitability is primarily because of the drop in revenue, which dropped by about 20% compared to the previous year, 2023.
And so this inventory will be continued in future for this. Any further losses can be expected in this because of inventory write-off. You have done some write-off for inventory, right?
Yes.
So whether this inventory has been cleared now or see the old inventory is still there in the system?
No, see, we have a provision policy for inventory. So wherein if the inventory is beyond 1 year, finished products, if the inventory is beyond 6 months, we take 30% as provision. And if it is more than 1 year, we take 50% provision. So the standard policy, based on that, even the current year, we will have some provision, but it will not be like this much.
Do we have any other questions?
So you can do one thing, sir. Okay, you can show some presentation or you have done something, and then can ask which questions if you have, or some kind of you want to explain them.
Okay, I've not been able to hear you clearly, Mr. Lakshmi. Prakash, you got the question?
No, Rajesh, no.
Sorry, might be some network issue. So what I'm saying is, if you, from management perspective, how the things are in the future outlook you have for the company, and if some PPT or some presentation you have can show and can continue.
Okay. Sorry, I think we could not understand your question. Your voice is not clear, actually.
Sorry, I want to say ki you can continue your presentation or your speech about the company and profile of the business.
Yeah, business. Sure. So you want me to continue about, you know, what we are doing right now and what is See, basically, as I said, we had a downturn in terms of the demand of the products, what we are supplying to our customers. And this demand is still continuing, but the degrowth in demand is still continuing. But we are seeing, positive signs coming right now because we are very dependent on some special occasions like weddings and festivals. So unfortunately, this year, we didn't see the upward momentum on one of our key festival sales, which is like Eid. So Eid, we did not see the momentum what we normally see in the month of March. This was a bit seasonal thing. And a lot of effort is going towards making sure the business is completely optimized and geared up for the coming seasons. And the main focus, what we are right now, is on the region of North America, which includes America, Canada, and followed by UK. And we are also seeing green shoots in regions like Middle East, where we see a lot of South Asian diaspora population being, inclined to the products and services what we are offering.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing what we are doing right now is basically we were dependent a lot on, so digital marketing is the main method through which we are acquiring customers. And a lot more efforts were going towards Google ecosystem. But now we are working with some good support agencies through which we are able to see that we are able to reach out to customers who are on non-Google platforms, especially the Meta ecosystem, and Instagram has been one of you know, a good channel through which we are acquiring traffic into our website. So I think going forward, a lot of things are falling in place, trying to keep things in momentum. And you know, I'm kind of positive about the business, what we are into, and things will be much better.
Sure.
So we wanted to have this meeting with our investors. Thank you for coming to this meeting, and we are open to any questions if you have with respect to our business or any of the financials.
Hi, Rajeshji.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. This is Gopal, Lakshmikant Agarwal.
Oh, yes. Lakshmikantji, hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, sir. So just a few, two questions in my mind. I might be repetitive, but just want to know. So, sir, the IPO has happened. It's been quite some time now. Okay. And so I just want to know what are the, you know, how the funds have been utilized from the IPO perspective, because a decent amount of capital has come up in the company. So if you can throw some light on that.
Yeah, sure. Prakash?
Rajesh. Yeah. See, as I mean, the funds that we have raised from IPO, we had mentioned where we were planning. I mean, we were planning to utilize it. So one of the area was to pay off some of our working capital, and then that was one area. But the major was marketing. So the fund that we raised specifically for working capital, we utilized it. It was about 1.2 crores. But with regard to the marketing, which was the main component, as Rajesh explained, the demand has slowed down, because of which we have not, in fact, we have utilized very little amount of the fund that we have raised for marketing purpose. So just to give you a sense, till March 31st, the fund raised specifically for marketing was 1.7 crore, but we were able to utilize only 28 lakhs out of that. So with regard to the other line items like working capital, we have fully utilized 1.2 crores. And then issue-related expenses was completely again 1.24 crores. And then 41 lakhs of general corporate expenses pertaining to the last year, that was also utilized. So specifically the marketing spend, but fund was unutilized.
So sorry to Prakash to cut you off. Like, Lakshmikantji, the whole idea is basically we have to be, I mean, we are very, very careful and, you know, frugal in terms of, you know, utilizing the shareholder capital, right?
So sorry, sir. I think your voice has got disconnected. Can you just come again? Rajeshji?
Yeah. Lakshmanji, wait a minute. I'll just check with Rajesh. Maybe he's...
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah, I think it's that.
I'm sorry, there was a blip in the internet connection and kind of came back. Gentlemen, you have any other questions?
No, I think Rajesh, he lost what you said, actually. He was not able to hear you, what you said.
Okay, Lakshmikantji, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, please tell me.
So I was saying that basically, we are very frugal and careful about utilizing the funds what we had, especially the shareholder capital. And that's one of the reason we have kind of, when we saw that there's a slip, there's a the lower demand, so we did not spend the money on marketing. And then this financial year is where exactly we have started, spending the money on marketing to scale the business.
Okay, so can you just give me more? Can you just throw more light? Because what I understand that roughly around 10 crore was raised for from the IPO proceeds, and that has been in the month of first week of December. So right now it's almost end of June. So I can safely say it's been almost 6.5, 7 months, right? So it's a good amount of time wherein at least as a shareholder we expect that the capital to be spent wisely. While I completely appreciate your thought process that seeing the demand you have very carefully chosen the right path probably, but again it's a call which company needs to take whenever what is the right time to spend in the marketing. Having said that, right now maybe you think that it's a slowdown, so you won't want to spend too much as of now. But if you can throw some more light in terms of FY25 guidance or what kind of revival you are looking in the sector, and broadly what is your company's thought process in terms of picking up the sales, because as I see the sales has also been dropped from FY23. Sales was roughly around 33 crores, then FY24 is 26 crores, right? So eventually there's a kind of drop in the sales as well. So these all are alarming concerns as an investor to me. So if you can just throw more light, or maybe I'm getting little into this.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate your concern and your questions as an investor. I mean, it's natural. Basically, this year, what we are right now doing is we are also building another brand within Cbazaar. Like you've seen, the majority of retail business, fashion retail business, are able to bring in customer loyalty and attractiveness to the business by focusing on building brands. So we are within Cbazaar, we are also building another new brand, and this is other than our existing brand Ethnovogue. So in terms of merchandise, there is a larger play which is going to happen in this year, in again with the focus on special occasion wear, which is weddings and festivals. In terms of markets, we are getting deeper into United States. We have in fact looking for some kind of a I would say a greater understanding of our customers, and also using platforms like Meta much sharper than how we were. And this particular relationship with Meta will also help us enable to create the brand awareness, get the required quality traffic to the website, and then thereby convert them into customers. So these are the two important things what we are doing, and we are also exploring newer markets, which is basically the Middle East. So Gopalji, yeah, I just see you in the meeting, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Rajesh ji.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Great, sir. Good to again connect with you.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. So broadly, just 2, 3 questions I have, if you don't mind. So, FY24 probably being a little tough year. It looks like to me, at least. Matlab, I might be wrong. So, anyways, so FY25, if you can throw some light that in terms of how you're finding it. From here, is it picking up, or what is your peak, or what are you doing in terms of activities to make it a little larger?
Yeah, like I said, we are two important things which is important for a business. Okay, one is the product what we're selling, and second is bringing customers to the website. These are the two important factors which are important for the overall business, right? Whether you're talking of unit economics or financials or the brand value as such. So we are right now focusing on both the areas. One is on the merchandise, where we are looking to build another brand and strengthening the relationship with our existing vendors, where we are able to get exclusive merchandise from them. The second is of this particular relationship, what we have built with Meta, where we are able to see that we are able to acquire traffic to the website, a quality traffic to the website, at a price which is much optimized than how it was in the past. I believe these two combinations will certainly work well for us. And at the same time, in terms of the markets, we are looking to expand the market beyond United States or North America region. And then this is what exactly we are planning to do.
Okay. So in terms of web traffic, so has it improved in the month of April or May
Yes.
compared to FY24?
So traffic, yes, improved. And also our brand traffic has scaled up. So more people are knowing about the brand. I mean, you are in India, but you can just Google some of the category names on Google and keywords and just search for that. You'll be able to see we are prominently appearing on most of the category searches. But our
Okay.
focus is US. So you may search from India, but in the US, we are far, far ahead in terms of the positions where we are.
Okay. And are these traffic are getting into converted into sales also equally, or how is
So
it?
our conversion rates have also improved.
Okay. And can you just throw some light on from the from number perspective?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to share conversion numbers on this meeting, Gopalji, but as I said, it is improved. And
Okay.
given that right now I mean, you see all three of us are totally engrossed in this business. So, and with our experience and domain knowledge, certainly we are here to scale the business to a much larger level. It has taken some time, I agree, but we are there focused on this, looking at this razor sharp. So that's where we are.
Okay. And can you just throw some more light on the inventory loss which you have shown in FY24? So what kind of inventory loss is it, and is it just can you just throw more light on that?
Sure.
Prakash.
Yeah. So it was about 5.5 crore was the inventory we had disclosed in FY24 March. So in that there are three components in that. One is the stock that we hold in our warehouse. Second is products that are in process. The third one was the stocks that were in transit. That is, we have shipped to the customers but were not delivered as on 31st March. So these were the three buckets. So in that stock in transit was 33 lakhs. The stock in process was 76 lakhs. So this is about 1.1 crore. Out of 5.5 crore, 1.1 crore was these two buckets. The rest was stocks that were in our warehouse. So within that, it is a combination of finished goods and raw material, which is primarily fabrics that we have. So finished goods, again, within that major component, about close to 2.9 crores and 1.5 crore of raw materials.
No, since thank you so much. But my question actually was, I was referring that if there's a it's a meaningful inventory loss which you have shown, is it a reversible kind of thing, or it's a actual loss which has happened in the books? So I'm interested more in that. Or sometimes it happens because of accounting practice, you have to do that. So how much loss you expect to get it covered, or what is the thing?
No, are you talking about the provision or the inventory value of 5.5 crore that we have shown in the books?
No, so basically, I just want to know one thing, that inventory loss of more than 1 crore, which you're showing, is it just because of accounting principle, or these losses are or will be recovered in Q1, Q2, whatsoever you can say?
See, We have taken provision for both raw material and finished goods. Some of them we may not be able to recover. So it is not, it's based on the policy that we have provided this. But having said that, a significant portion, in fact, we will not be able to recover it.
So Prakash ji, Lakshminarayan here again. So because this is because old design or because the raw material has become destroyed or it has become bad in quality, what is the issue? Or design has been obsolete.
With regard to the finished goods, it's primarily majorly customer returned products. Okay, and
That's for
in
the Indian market, Prakash.
yeah, that's right. So see, our customer returns from the international market is just 3%, but the majority of the goods are from the Indian market. So we sell through marketplaces like Myntra and Nykaa, where we had a high returns.
Yeah, I agree, but again, the majority percentage of sales is from US market, right? I mean foreign market, where the
Correct.
return rate is very less, right? It's just three, as you mentioned, just
Yes,
3%.
yes. In
So
fact,
in yeah. Hello. Hi Prakash, this is Sachin. I've joined in between, right? So I might have missed what has been discussed in past. So just on this inventory loss, right? What are the steps are we taking to ensure that we don't have such kind of scenario in future? Have we taken any steps in this direction? I can understand what has happened in past, but have we taken any steps to ensure that this does not happen in future?
Yeah,
And
see, we,
yeah, please, please go ahead.
see, I mean, what we have, see, last year, I will just talk about last year. So, last 1 year or 1.5 years, there were no purchases of fabrics. So, that we have limited it now. So, we have restricted the amount, quantum of fabric that we are purchasing for our Ethno brand. Okay, that is one thing. Second thing, what we are also doing is, through the channels that we are selling, right? Like Myntra and Nykaa. So primarily we were selling a little high price point products to them, to these channels. Whereas their highest selling products is in, say, 1,000 rupees is their average selling price. Whereas our average selling price in Myntra is 3,000 rupees. Okay. So we had a meeting with them. So what we have decided is higher the price point, actually you will see a higher return percentage from customers, because they will not even compromise for a single issue in the product. If somebody is paying 500 rupees or 1,000 rupees, they are okay to compromise if there is some small issue in the product. But if it is a 3,000, 5,000 rupee product, they want it to be 100% perfect, right? Basically the call we have taken is to launch slightly low price point products for these channels specifically. So wherein our expectation is that the return percentage will also be lesser, resulting in a lower inventory.
Yeah, but the ratio, right? If I compare it with sales, it is much. It's very significant, right? It's around 20% of your sales. Now, I'm not sure have we done any benchmarking with industry, but I don't see because in industry there are many players as well who sell premium products, right? But I think keeping track of those companies, right? They don't have such a significant inventory loss, right? Whereas in our case, I think the loss is very significant. I'm not sure whether it's an accumulation of last 3 4 years which we have booked upfront in this year, which we should have booked in the previous year as well. So I'm not sure whether that's the reason, but anyways, I think this would be a very important piece to watch out for going forward. I have a few more questions, right, from a business model perspective, if I can ask.
Sure.
The first one is, I think I would like to know, do we have a split of how much is a sale of customized product and how much is the sale of finished product, because I think we do sell customized products as well, right? So how much is that split? I'm not sure if that's discussed in past, but yeah, it would be good to know that. So is it 50-50 customized, 50% the finished one, or how is it?
Rajesh, you want to pick?
So yeah, I think Pritesh will have the numbers, but
Definitely.
the see our important value proposition, Sachin, to customers is made to measure, okay? And that has been our significant kind of products which customers buy from the United States. And in terms of the percentage, if I exclude the India business, okay, I'm saying if I'm just looking at the international business, the products which are made or stitched after we receive an order for takes about, say, 70% of the products.
So 70% of our US sales would be of stitched products. But
Yes, which we
is
stitch
it
after
really a,
the order.
yeah, but is it really a scalable business? Because I know we are in this business, maybe I think from last so many years, but is it really scalable? Because do we really see a big opportunity in this space? I'm not challenging a business model, but I'm just trying to understand, because are there any global players who have actually made it big in this industry, or this is a very small industry where you may make a sale of 30, 40, or maybe maximum 50, 60 crores, but it's difficult to scale it significantly, because I everyone knows, right? There is a very big market for ready-made products, but I'm not sure how big
Yeah.
market we have for this. And if we are providing this customized services, right, then logically one would expect a significant margins. But when I look at the margins as well, or margins are also not that significant. So first of all, we are not in a very scalable business. And second, even though we are adding a significant value, the margins do not reflect that. So yeah, what's your take on that?
No, it's a very, very good question, Sachin. Let me explain the context why we are selling customized clothing and why we believe that is going to help, or rather, that is going to be our moat for the business for the future as well. See, we are selling to customers in the United States, people who are attending weddings or who have weddings in their home. Okay. Now, the dimensions of, or rather, the body shapes and the physical attributes of a customer who has been in India and the same kind of domain of customers who are like second generation, third generation of customers in the United States is totally different. A customer who is looking to wear an outfit for an important occasion, her expectations is basically it has to fit her properly. Okay. In the moment we offer ready-made dress, certainly ready-made dresses can fit, but they are not right fit, especially in the categories like lehenga or salwar kameez. Where, if you look at even the blouse has to fit properly, the lehenga has to fall properly, based on the height of the customer. So there is no challenge in terms of scaling this business model, okay? And also at the same time, the younger audience, the third generation, second generation, third generation customers who have a, for the lack of the right word, I'll say, who have a body shape which is easily able to fit into the ready-made sizing charts, they have started buying ready-mades as well. But for people who are beyond a certain age, when they know that I cannot get myself into a standard ready-to-wear size shape, they still prefer to buy customized products. Certainly, I also agree to your point that the margins for a made-to-measure dress should be much higher than a ready-to-wear. And we have seen that within our business as well, the margins what we get from a customized products is higher than the margins what we get from a ready-made product. Certainly, there is scope of increasing more margins on customized products. That's where we will be able to play with the private brands offering more customized service and be able to charge a premium on that.
Yeah, but are there any players who have really made it big in this industry? I'm not sure. Maybe in US, I'm not sure.
Yeah, see, in the US,
Or anywhere in the world, not just US, anywhere in the world, who have actually made it
yeah,
big.
so David's Bridal is a brand, okay? They sell bridal clothing. It's a listed company in, I don't know if they're still listed or not, but I know they are a listed company in New York Stock Exchange. You can
Okay.
refer to them. They offer customized clothing.
For one, another example is Ishakli.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of Hong Kong-based, Chinese-based brands which are offering customized clothing.
Okay. And one more thing, right? I think from last, if I see revenue, right, I think it's more or less 30 crores from last 2 to 3 years. Now, do we have any vision to make 800 crores or 1,000 crores? Do we have any such vision? Do we have that vision? Because I think the revenue is quite stagnant, and if the market is a huge, right, then 30 crores, I think it's a very small sale, right? So it should not be very difficult to scale up if the market is very significant, right? So do we have any such vision, right, to make it 100 crore or 1000 crore sales? And I'm not sure if you can share those details on the call, but yeah, would want to know that.
I mean, as a business, certainly there is a market available for our business to be more than 100 crores, certainly yes. And then the as we scale beyond 100 crores, certainly there'll be a change in the way we sell our products to customers. Technology is improving a lot with Gen AI, and in terms of how customers can easily take their measurements using technology. I think this is where exactly the value what we have in our business process is going to unfold as technology improves. So the immediate goal for the business is basically to, you know, up ourselves from where we are currently to the next level in the next couple of years, and then understand, leverage merchandising, understand, leverage technology, and scale the business to the next 100 crore level. So certainly the vision is there.
Okay.
And Rajeshji, what kind of margin you are looking at for FY25?
Prakash?
So, see, we are targeting to maintain what we have achieved in FY2024, because there was an improvement in margin compared to previous year. Like from FY23, there was an improvement in FY24. So our margin is about 66%. We are targeting to have at least 66% in this year as well.
Okay. You mean gross? You are talking about gross margin, right?
Gross margin, that's right.
Okay, so in FY24, it was 66%, right?
Yes, FY24 was 66%.
Okay, and the same.
Do we have any outlook on? Sorry, Gopalji, please continue.
And the same would continue?
Yes.
Okay, and in terms of top line, what kind of expectations are we putting it internally?
Gopalji, certainly, you know, this is a question we'll not be able to answer at this stage.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, sir. Just Rajeshji, one thing. So, you know, as an investor, what we look at it, you know, the company's plan for growth and all those, as I said earlier also. So, if you can highlight really some few pointers that these are kind of, for example, you said that you have enhance your partnership with Meta, right, for getting more optimization of search engine and all those things. So if you can throw some light on the qualitative aspect which company has taken the steps, it would be great helpful, because in our case, technology is the key thing, right, to get the sales and to get the eyeballs and the click, right?
Absolutely.
So that is the first most important thing in C Bazaar, actually. This is what I understand. I might be wrong. So if you can throw more light on your, you know, whatever development you had happened with Meta and the kind of traffic you probably think. So if you can, you know, explain more on those lines, it would really give me a great comfort as an investor.
Sure. So let me start with technology. Okay. We are right now integrating with a couple of products, which are going to bring in an AI featured customer support, both pre-sales and post-sales. Our idea is basically to offer an offline experience to a customer who is coming to buy from us online. Which means, like, any question the customer has, our engine, which is fed with knowledge base of our business policies and the delivery structure what we have, that is going to be one important launch. Second thing is, I mean, to give you some numbers, which is public, our fan followers. In the last 6 months on Instagram account, when we went to IPO, it was about 20,000 odd. Right now, we are 35,000, so 33,000 to be precise, right? And this is just the beginning of our integration with or the partnership what we have with Meta. We are able to looking at certain tools which will give us more insights on the footprints of the traffic what we're getting, the cross traffic what we're getting. Between Google and Meta, and also our SEO has been much better than it was 6 months before. The last thing is we are also seeing a lot of crossover customer base shop coming and shopping from us. What I mean by crossover is basically a South Asian buying from an American or a South Asian and American, you know, they are getting married and they are wearing clothes from Cbazaar. So Cbazaar by itself as a brand, it is a well-known brand, and we are strengthening our brand positioning in US. A lot more activities we are planning to do in the US, which will improve people's, or rather which will make the brand as top of the mind recall for people who have weddings in their families. These are the top few things what I would like to highlight at this stage, Gopalji. But, certainly like an investor, I appreciate your question. And we are right now on top of, you know, focusing on the business, both in terms of entirely the unit economics, growing the business, and also getting profitability much better than where we are today. So that's the focus where we are right now on.
Got it, Ajay ji. Got it. Yeah. And just one more thing. So the kind of inventory loss which you shown in FY24, have we faced similar kind of instances in the past as well?
I don't think so. We have faced this kind of situation in the past. I want to highlight on this inventory thing, because I know even Sachin had this question. See, we anticipated a much higher business from India. In fact, the business was good from India, okay? And that's why we invested in the fabrics and the finished goods inventory so that we could, offer immediate gratification to Indian customers, because they are not as patient customers as a customer from the United States. What has been a big challenge in the Indian apparel online shoppers is the returns, okay? While we are building the business profitably, but a larger chunk of capital, right, was getting locked in this inventory. And this is something which we felt that, we should arrest this at this stage, optimize, understand a lot more deeper from the Indian customer point of view, and build the business in such a way that we have a optimized return percent, from our Indian customers. So that is where exactly things have gone wrong in terms of building the inventory. But one thing I can assure you, that this situation, what we have seen now, I don't think so this will happen in the future at this stage or at the level where we are. Certainly we'll be building inventory, but we'll be building right inventory as the business scales.
Okay, thank you for the assurance. Those words are really helpful to me.
I appreciate Gopalji you asking this question, and shareholders' capital is very, very expensive capital, and we do not want to get this capital deployed in an area where we are not able to get higher returns.
But
Rajeshji,
sorry, Gopalji. Just one typical feedback or kind of thing. So as an Indian customer, let's say even if I order, I generally find myself also in my home that this return thing is very, very common. So this problem is not going to get addressed on an immediate basis or on a short run basis, because as an Indian customer, we have got so many choices, so many things. It really, people don't think too much and they just order and they're happy to get it returned also. So this problem might persist for more longer, it seems to me, actually.
Yeah.
So what is your take on that? Because the consumer behavior can't be changed overnight, right? The consumer behavior in India is very different than consumer behavior in US.
Sure. Yeah, Prakash, go ahead before I answer.
Yeah, I will just add one point with regard to the inventory. The customer returns. See, in India, of course, as I said, the customer returns are there, but it also depends on the value of products. So what we have noticed is high value products has a very high returns compared to a low value products. See, if the average return percentage is 20 to 30% for apparels, for high value products, it's almost double. So
So Prakash, just to explain what is high value and low value, what Gopalji, what Prakash, I mean, what I understand, and any product which is casually worn, right? Whether it is an inner garment or whether it's just a pair of shorts or t-shirts or even a casual pyjama and all that stuff, certainly that will not be returned as much. But the moment you're buying clothes for occasion like wedding or even not for wedding, even for a simple occasion like Raksha Bandhan or even going to party, and those kind of clothes, people are very finicky, and probably that is one of the reason they are returning a lot. But to answer your first point, see, the problem here is two things. Customers are spoiled because of these marketplaces. Okay, if Myntra had a stricter policy, if Nykaa had a stricter policy, because for them it's not a loss. It's the vendors who are selling through Myntra and Nykaa are facing the loss. Myntra is just a platform, or even Flipkart or Amazon. So they have a return, they have their old policies meant for customers' appeasement, right? But that is not sustainable for long. Now, how we have cracked this in the United States, I'm sure this. There will be a way in which we'll be able to crack that in India, in the coming time. It will take some time, but certainly, we will be able to crack this, at least bring the returns to a acceptable limit.
Okay,
Okay.
so for FY24, how much sales was from India? In terms of percentage, yeah.
About 6 crore out of the 27 crores was from India.
Okay, so roughly
Yes.
around 25% kind of thing. 20, 25% kind of thing, right?
Until about 20%.
Yeah, and in FY23?
FY23, it was 6.4 crores from India.
Okay, so roughly around 20-25% every year comes from India only, right? Okay, fine. Yeah, Ashish, please continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. So I've got just wanted to understand in terms of post IPO the proceeds what you have really received as a IPO proceeds. So what are your plans to utilize it, and how do you really see it's going to be enabling the growth in terms of both sales as well as the operations for the company?
Yeah, I think Prakash just briefed about the funds utilization. Ashish, just to repeat that, we have used a very sparing percentage of the allocation which we had planned for marketing in FY24. And what we are the whole thing is I don't want to utilize the funds just for the sake of utilizing it as a business, okay? As a business decision maker, I'm saying this. The important thing is we will have to get the best out of the best ROI or the return on ad spends on the capital what we have towards marketing. And right now, as we are building our partnership with certain platforms, we are in a position where we are able to see that our CAC is kind of improving. And that is where exactly once we see that that is consistently offering the same cost but giving us a higher scale, is when exactly we'll be ready to deploy the funds. So we are gradually deploying the funds right now, and then we are keeping track of that so that the funds what we deploy is giving us a higher revenue and at a good profitability.
Okay, and also, I'm not sure if it has already been covered, how you are going to have that cash flows from operations going to look like, even how was it last year, and now June is really going to be getting over. So how are you really seeing the changes? Is there any kind of impact due to the different seasons, which is like, it's a very cyclical business at times, because this is very much ethnic wear is kind of a cyclical in my opinion. So how do you really see that impact on the cash flow situation of the operations and also the impact on the business.
I will take it up. Ashish, see, I will talk. I mean, I will break the cash flow from operations, maybe pre-working capital requirement and post-working capital requirement. Okay. So if you see pre-working capital requirement, we are cash flow positive. Okay. Coming back to the working capital, right? So there are one is the trade payables to our vendors. So that or I mean, we have been focusing on bringing that down so that we can dictate terms with our vendors to get it at a better pricing. So there is going to be a or there is already a drop in the creditor days with our vendors because we want to get better pricing from them. Okay, so there, which means there is a cash outflow there. Second, with regard to inventory. Inventory, we have been very frugal this year in terms of what we are buying and what quantum we are buying. So definitely there is a big step we have taken in terms of optimizing the purchase of inventory. So not much cash is going to get logged in inventory. So how and with regard to receivables, I mean, 80 plus percent of our business is from ex international market, and there it's 100% advance. So we get money advance from customers, and then we fulfill the order. So at least this year we expect a positive cash flow. I hope that answers
Okay. Okay, understood. And in terms of I hear from Rajesh ji in terms of increasing the sales growth in the coming year, because you know, if it's a very stagnant, and this is a repeat question, maybe like, you know, stagnant sales which is happening, but at the same time, you know, the aggressive marketing strategy vis-a-vis the other things, because those are the very, very critical steps from any organization perspective where you keep a vision to really have a substantial growth in sales, even year-on-year basis. So what are your plans to really improvising these sales number?
Ashish ji, I think I just explained this to everyone, including Gopal ji as well. I think he's just joined a little bit late. I mean, I can again explain this, that our idea is basically to go deeper into the United States market. We are building a brand right now. And third, we are looking at other international markets also, majorly the Middle East markets.
Right. And York, I think, you know, one of the thing which is also important in terms of, and this is the question again, which actually came in the chat, in terms of opening of physical stores. So one is that physical store, and second one is, like how you are going to be having a better service offering to your customers. So suppose in USA, you have 80% sales coming in, and if there is no, you know, customer experience model available, then it's quite likely that you may lose out on the customer acquisition part. But what are your plans onto that?
Right now, we are not having any plans for physical stores at this stage, Ashish. Certainly, it's a very capital intensive, you know, thought process. We do not have that expertise at this stage within the, you know, the key management people in the company. In terms of the idea is certainly there. Yeah. When are we going to execute that idea? It's going to take some time. We are not having any plans as of now for having a physical store.
So don't you really see that it's having an impact on the customer acquisition?
Yeah.
Don't you really see that's going to be an
So,
impact, and you should think into that direction?
see, our focus, as I said, our focus, immediate focus is to grow the business in the United States. And having a physical store in the United States requires a lot more investment and management bandwidth, which is something we are not geared up at this stage, right? But when once we are ready, Ashish ji, obviously, you know, we'll come back to all our investors, and we may need to raise more capital when we have that idea in our plans. So we'll certainly, you know, reach out to all of the investors at that point of time.
Sure, thank you.
Right. So thank you all for taking your time out and attending this particular meeting. I appreciate for your support and also for your confidence in C Bazaar Netavenue Technologies Limited. We are committed, we are focused. So, and I'm sure, you know, if the focus and commitment is there in the right direction, certainly things will fall into place and will be much better than where we are. Okay, so this is my closing remark. Thank you so much, Gopalji, Ashishji. I've met both of you. I've not met a lot many of you in person, but I'm always, you know, happy to connect with any one of you, you know, whenever it works out.
Sure.
Thank you, Rajeshji.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prakashji. Thank you, Ritesh. Yeah, thanks.